This is JIS News. Coming up, government to introduce legislation for fixed election dates, national insurance scheme to be modernized, and new laws coming on stream to regulate funeral homes. The news in detail after this message.
JCDC, in association with the Chase Fund, presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting Deaf Dance Competition. April 5th, 29th, visit theater 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.
Now the news. Parliament will this year introduce legislation to create fixed election dates and term limits for prime ministers. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen made the announcement while delivering the throne speech at Gordon House Thursday. The proposed law is among several major action items on the legislative agenda for the 2016-17 parliamentary year. Additional proposals include a constitutional amendment bill to replace Her Majesty the Queen with a non-executive president as head of state, as well as the introduction of legislation for impeachment proceedings to be brought against corrupt public officials and parliamentarians.
The principles of equality, fairness, natural justice, and transparency must be enshrined in our laws and underpin our legislative efforts. You cannot legislate morality, but your legislative framework can send a signal as to your sense of morality.
Further amendments will be made to the Dangerous Drugs Act to give full legalization for marijuana to be used for specific purposes. Government has pledged to modernize the National Insurance Scheme, NIS, to make it more efficient. In delivering the throne speech at Thursday's state opening of Parliament, Governor General Sir Patrick Allen said government will review the NIS Act of 1966 to change outdated practices and provisions, benefit rates, and contributions.
This will improve coverage and compliance and to close loopholes. Drafting instructions will be sent to the Chief Parliamentary Council by the end of the fourth quarter of this fiscal year.
The government will also seek to reduce pension processing times and introduce more efficient methods of payment to pensioners. This year, there will be the introduction of direct deposits for new pensioners. A public education program will be launched to foster greater compliance in the payment of NIS benefits. Director General in the Agriculture Ministry, Don McGlashan, is lauding the Colbeck Water Users Association for their success in onion production. Mr. McGlashan says the association has surpassed the world average production of 17 tons per hectare within 1 year.
The average yield in Jamaica of onions is up to now was 12 tons per hectare. That is substantially low. From this experience at Colbeck, we have been generating about 20 tons per hectare on average.
Mr. McGlashan says the methodology used to cultivate the onions in Colbeck can be replicated with other crops and other relationships with stakeholders along the value chain. He is calling on funding facilities to support the country's onion development program and allow the farmers to access capital readily at good interest rates. And Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton says legislation will be implemented to regulate the operations of funeral establishments and mortuaries. The legislation will address several critical areas, including accountability, compliance with international best practices for the preservation of public health, training, certification, and licensing of operators. The health minister made the announcement while addressing an appreciation function for funeral directors held in Kingston recently.
It's going to have implications, and my suggestion would be that as critical stakeholders who are in this industry and who are providing an important service, you must start applying your minds to what the implications of regulation and legislation will be on you.
Dr. Tufton says at present, the funeral industry is largely self-regulated. He says more measures must be put in place to oversee the operations of the sector, especially in relation to the possible threat to public health. The health minister is advising industry stakeholders to make preparations for the impending improvements. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyes.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.